This is Beyond the Weather. I'm Dan Bross with Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy Climate Specialist Rick Toman. In early July, pictures and video were posted on social media of what looked like a mini tornado in the Fairbanks area. Rick, what are these phenomena known as cold air funnels?
These are only very distant cousins of the monster tornadoes of the Midwest. They tend to form in fairly shallow clouds. They're very small. They very rarely reach the ground. And importantly, especially for folks that are from the Midwest and understandably get a little nervous when they see funnel-type features in our clouds in the summertime, these cold air funnels don't really have the potential to develop into stronger tornadoes.
So what's behind the real energy and size difference in the two?
The big tornadoes in the Midwest form in very warm and humid air with strong winds off the surface. Those kind of conditions just don't occur in Alaska. Interestingly enough, the most common place to see these cold air funnel clouds is not in interior Alaska. It's actually in southwest Alaska, where the interaction between the land air and the marine air provides a ready source of weakly turning winds that can be turned vertically and then form these cold air funnels. In interior Alaska, they seem to be most commonly reported near the Alaska Range. We've had multiple reports over the years from Denali Park and from south of Delta. But once in a while, as we saw, they can form most anywhere in the interior.
And luckily, not as scary as they look. Thanks, Rick. Beyond the Weather is a cooperative production of KUAC and the Alaska Center for Climate Assessment and Policy at the University of Alaska Fairbanks.